Hello, this is Sherry Woodcock, the author of Daily Spiritual Tools, and today I'd like to share a tool simply called peace. We all want peace between nations, between strangers, and in our close relationships. We want peace within ourselves especially. It often seems that if only circumstances outside of us were different, our lives would finally be different and we could get some peace. If my family members were all doing well, if the economy weren't such a mess, if there were different politicians running the country, if my kids were grown and out of the house, if my boss or my spouse weren't such a lunkhead, if drivers weren't so rude, the list is endless, then I might find a tranquil moment in my life. But the world we experience is an ongoing reflection of what is taking place within us. The amount of peace that we are able to find is directly proportional to the nature of our thoughts and beliefs. Awareness of this truth really can set us free. If I accept that all I see in the world is mirroring my beliefs, then I can challenge my thoughts and change my experience. I exercise my power in designing my reality when I choose to live in peace. Every less than peaceful person or situation I encounter is a perfect teacher. Once I get past the resisting and fussing over how the world is not behaving according to my expectations, for me to choose how I want to show up. At some point, hopefully sooner rather than later, I remember to stop and ask myself, have I done or am I doing something similar? And I try to work on that. Our interactions with others provide a mirror in which to see the still learning places in ourselves that we would not necessarily see otherwise. It is said, as within, so without. I'm learning that it's never about the other person, it's always about me. And what I have yet to remember about choosing my best and highest expression of the God within. I try to be grateful for the events in my life that seem to rob me of my peace, because they provide such perfect opportunities for me to remember that I can in any moment choose the peace that is the truth of me. I may have been waiting many years or many lifetimes to come to just this moment, where I can stand in opposition to another's choices or expression, and then choose instead to forgive us both. Even when we are expressing less than our highest, we are all heroes. Our armor may at times get dented and rusty, but it never stops reflecting the light. Peace stems from the decisions that I make every day about how I label my experiences in the world. As those decisions nurture peace in my heart, they promote peace in the world as well. Let there be peace in my heart, and may this tool be a blessing.